This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of February 2026. Essence, sweet children, Baba, the Lord of the Poor, has come to make you into diamonds from shells. Therefore, constantly follow his Srimat. Question. Which secret do you first of all have to explain to everyone? The answer. The secret of Bap and Dada. You know that you have come here to Bap Dada. The two are together. The Shiva soul is in this one, and there is also the Brahma soul. This one is a soul, and the other is the Supreme Soul. First of all, explain this deep secret to everyone, that this is Bap and Dada together. This Dada is not God. A human being cannot be God. Only the incorporeal one can be called God. He is the Father, the resident of the land of peace. Song. At last the day for which we have been waiting has come. Om Shanti. Make it firm that the Father is teaching through Dada. That is, Shiv Baba is explaining through Brahma Dada. In worldly relationships, the father is separate from the grandfather. You receive the grandfather's inheritance through the father. It is said that you are receiving your grandfather's inheritance. He is the Lord of the Poor. The Lord of the Poor is the one who comes to make those who are poor into those who are crowned. So first of all, let there be the firm faith in who this one is. To look at, he is just a human being. All of you call him Brahma. All of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You know that you are receiving the inheritance from Shiv Baba. The Father of all has come to give you the inheritance. The Father gives the inheritance of happiness, and then, after half a cycle, Ravan gives a curse of sorrow. People on the path of devotion stumble around, searching for God, but no one is able to find him. The people of Bharat sing, "You are the mother and father, and we receive a lot of happiness through your mercy." Then they say, "When you come, we will only belong to you and none other. We will have no attachment to anyone else. Mine is one Shiv Baba." You know that that father is the Lord of the Poor. He is the one who makes the poor wealthy, and those who are shells into diamonds. That is, the Father has come to change those who are impure, iron-aged and poverty-stricken into those who are golden-aged, crowned ones. You children understand that you have come here to Bap Dada. The two are together. The Shiva soul is in this one, and the Brahma soul is also in this one. And so there are two of them. One is a soul, and the other is the Supreme Soul. All of you are souls. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. You souls meet him first. That is, you souls meet the Father, the Supreme Soul, to whom you called out, "O God the Father." You are his children. You must definitely receive the inheritance from the Father. The Father says, "Bharat, which used to be the crown, has now become so poverty-stricken. I have come to make you children crowned once again. You become double crowned. One is the crown of purity that is represented by light. The other is the crown of jewels. Therefore, first of all, explain this deep secret to everyone that Bap and Dada are together. This one is not God. A human being cannot be God. The incorporeal one is called God. He is the Father who is the resident of the land of peace, where all of you souls also reside. It is also called the land beyond sound, Nirvana, and the land of retirement. You souls then have to adopt bodies to play your parts. For half a cycle, there is the part of happiness, and for half a cycle, there is the part of sorrow. The Father says, I come when it is the end of sorrow. This drama is predestined. You children come here into Abati. Here you should not remember anything of the outside world. Here there are the mother, the father, and you children. There is no one here who belongs to the community of Shudras. Those who are not Brahmins are called Shudras. You don't have their company here. Here you just have the company of Brahmins. You Brahmin children know that Shiv Baba has come to take you away from hell and to make you into the masters of the kingdom of heaven through Brahma. We are not the masters at this time, because we are impure. We were pure, and we then went around the cycle of 84 births. We went through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. The account of 84 births is written in the picture of the ladder. The Father sits here and explains to you children. The children whom he meets first are the first ones to go into the golden age. You have taken 84 births. Only the one Father has all of this knowledge of the Creator and the creation. He is the seed of the human world tree. The seed definitely has the knowledge of how this tree grows, how it is sustained, and how it is destroyed. Only the Father explains this. You people of Bharat know that you are poor. When you were deities, you were so wealthy. You used to play with diamonds. You used to live in palaces studded with diamonds. The Father now reminds you of how you take 84 births. You call out, O purifier Baba, Lord of the poor, come. Make us poor ones into the masters of heaven once again. There used to be plenty of happiness in the golden age, whereas now there is plenty of sorrow. You children know that at this time all have become completely impure. It is now the end of the Iron Age, and there has to be the Golden Age. At first, there just used to be the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. That has now disappeared. All others call themselves Hindus. At this time, there are many Christians, because many of the Hindu religion have been converted. Originally, the actions of you deities were elevated. You used to belong to the pure family path. Now, in the kingdom of Ravan, you have become those who belong to the impure family path, and that is why you are unhappy. The Golden Age is called the Temple of Shiva, Shivalay. Heaven is established by Shiv Baba. The father says, I come to change you children from Shudras into Brahmins, and to give you your inheritance of the kingdom of the sun and moon dynasties. This is Bapdada. Don't forget them. Shiv Baba is making you into those who are worthy of heaven through Brahma, because impure souls cannot go to the land of liberation until they become pure. The father says, I have now come to show you the way to become pure. I went away after making you into multi-millionaires, the masters of heaven. You have remembered that you really were the masters of heaven. At that time there were very few of us. Now there are so many human beings. In the Golden Age there are 900,000. The father says, I come and establish heaven through Brahma and carry out destruction through Shankar. They are all making all the preparations exactly as they did in the previous cycle. They manufacture so many bombs. The Mahabharat war took place 5,000 years ago too. God came and taught Rajyoga and changed ordinary human beings into Narayan. Therefore, this iron-aged, impure world definitely has to be destroyed. The haystack has to be set ablaze. How else could destruction take place? Nowadays there are also incendiary bombs. There will be torrential rainfall and earthquakes, because only then can destruction take place. There has to be the destruction of this old world and the establishment of that new world. This is the confluence age. There is the death for the kingdom of Ravan and victory for the kingdom of Rama. There used to be the kingdom of Sri Krishna in the new world. Instead of the names of Lakshmi and Narayan, they mention the name of Sri Krishna, because Sri Krishna is a beautiful and most lovely child. People don't know that Sri Krishna and Radha came from separate kingdoms. Bharat used to be crowned, but it is now bankrupt. The father comes to crown it once again. The father says, now become pure and constantly remember me alone, and you will become Satopratan. Those who do service and make others equal to themselves will claim a high status and become double crowned. In the Golden Age, the king, queen and subjects are all pure. It is now government by the people. Neither crown exists now. The father says, I come when this becomes the condition of the world. I am now teaching you children Rajyoga. Only I am the purifier. Now remember me, and the alloy will be removed from you souls. You will then become Satopratan. You now have to change from ugly, Shyam, to beautiful, Sundar. When gold has alloy mixed in with it, it becomes tarnished. Therefore, the alloy now has to be removed. The unlimited father says, you have become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Now, sit on the pyre of this knowledge and remove attachment from everyone. You are the lovers of myself, the one beloved. All devotees remember God. There is no devotion in the golden and silver ages. There you have the reward of this knowledge. The Father comes and changes night into day through this knowledge. It isn't that it becomes the day by your studying the scriptures. All of that is the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. Only the one Father is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. He comes and teaches you children yoga and this knowledge of the world cycle. Those who have yoga with Ishwar, God, become Yogeshwar, ones whose yoga is with God, and then princes and princesses. You are made into kings of kings by the Father. Those who were pure kings then became impure. You who were worthy of worship then became worshippers yourselves. Now stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance as much as possible, just as a lover remembers her beloved, just as a couple who become engaged continue to remember each other. That beloved has many lovers on the path of devotion. Everyone remembers the Father in times of sorrow. O God, remove our sorrow and bestow happiness. Here there is neither peace nor happiness. Both of those exist in the golden age. You souls now know how you play your parts for 84 births. You become Brahmins, deities, warriors, merchants and shudras. You have the ladder of 84 births in your intellects. Now remember the Father as much as possible, so that your sins are cut away. While performing actions, keep the remembrance of the Father in your intellects. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven from Baba. Remember the Father and your inheritance. It is only by having remembrance that your sins will be cut away. The more you stay in remembrance, the more light of purity there will be. The alloy will continue to be removed. You children have to make time to find ways to stay in remembrance as much as possible. You have a lot of time in the morning. Make this effort. You may stay at home and look after your children, but you have to remain pure in this last birth. Don't climb onto the pyre of lust. You are now sitting on the pyre of this knowledge. This study is very elevated. It requires a golden vessel. You become like a golden vessel by remembering the Father. When you forget to stay in remembrance, you become a vessel of iron. By remembering the Father, you become the masters of heaven. This is very easy. Purity is the main thing in this. It is only by having remembrance that you will become pure, and by remembering the world cycle, you will become the masters of heaven. You don't have to leave your homes. You can stay at home with your families. The Father says, you have lived in this impure world for 63 births. Therefore, in order to go to the temple of Shiva, the land of immortality, what does it matter if you now have to become pure for this one birth? You will earn a great income. Conquer the five vices. for only then can you become conquerors of the world. Otherwise, you won't be able to claim a status. The Father says everyone has to die. This is your final birth. You will then go and rule in the new world. The mines of diamonds and jewels will become full. There, you will continue to play with diamonds and jewels. Belong to such a father and also follow his directions. Only by following Srimat will you become elevated. By following the dictates of Ravan, you have become corrupt. Now follow the Father's Srimat and become Satopratan from Tamopratan. Remember the Father. The Father doesn't give you any other difficulty. You stumbled a great deal on the path of devotion. Now simply remember the Father and the world cycle. Become spinners of the discus of self-realization, and you will become the rulers of the globe for 21 births. You have claimed and lost the kingdom many times. For half of each cycle there is happiness, and for half of each cycle there is sorrow. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle. I make you into the masters of the land of happiness. You are now aware of how you go around the cycle. Keep this cycle in your intellects. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. You are sitting here in front of the unlimited Father. God, the highest on high, is giving you your inheritance through Prajapita Brahma. Therefore now, before destruction takes place, remember the Father and become pure. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to stay in constant remembrance of the Father, make your intellect into a golden vessel. Let there be remembrance of the Father while doing everything. Only by having remembrance will there be the light of purity. 2. Never miss a Murli. Understand the secret of the drama accurately. While in this bhati, you mustn't remember anything of the outside world. Blessing. May you be an elevated holy swan who only sees and speaks about each one's specialities. At the confluence age, each child definitely receives one or another virtue through this knowledge. Therefore, become a holy swan and see and speak about each one's specialities. Whenever you look at or listen to others' defects, you should understand that it is not their defects, but your own. Because you all belong to the one Father, one family, and are beads of one rosary. Just as you do not want to make your weaknesses known to others, in the same way, do not speak about the weaknesses of others. A holy swan means one who picks up specialities and finishes weaknesses. Slogan: an intense effort maker who saves time is always victorious. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith, become full of success. The speciality of the beads is that all the same type of beads are threaded on one thread. In the same way, when all of you beads of the Rosary of Victory are seen to be in the same one direction, stable in love for the One in the constant stage, you will then be threaded in the Rosary. If there are two directions among yourselves, you will then become a bead of the other Rosary, that is, the Rosary of 16,000. Om Shanti.